Here we are once again.
Once again, here we are.
This is the last podcast episode of the year of 2021.
And we're just getting started.
Yeah, we just got started and already it's time to end. So sorry about the loud music there in the beginning, but I did have that boosted up a little bit. Well, it's just a wake up call. I mean, you know, you get a little tired around 6 p.m. You need a little something to wake you up.
Let people know we're alive and we're kicking and we're going on. So
anyway, we're alive anyway. I don't know if we're kicking or not. Well,
you know, still this side of the dirt, so we're doing okay, right?
Well, as promised, we said we'd be back this week, and we kind of gave a teaser last week of what would come this week. And Pastor had a few things he wanted to share about 2022, and he had a great message on Sunday, some of which we're going to share with you today. But it was a new you in 22, and I thought that was very catchy. But it is, it's kind of it's grace moving forward or looking forward.
Yes, it is. And it's something that as we grow as a church, as we grow as a family, and as we grow in the Lord, it's building our relationship with Christ. And that's what makes you a new you in 22. Putting off the old man, putting on the new man. And that was the whole purpose of the message, was to get people to realize that, hey, you know, we got to put that old man aside. He's dead. He's gone. We need to reckon him dead and keep him that way, and to put on the new things that Christ wants us to be in him. So Amen. A new you in 22. The funny thing is, though, Glenn, is that one of our members watched it on Facebook the other day, and she contacted my wife, Jerry, and she said, you know, she said, a new you in 22. She said, I've got the theme for 23. That's a better me in 23. So people are really holding on to that new you in 22. And I'm glad I came up with that title, because it's something you remember, you know, and it's something that you can really build upon and work upon. And that's the whole process of preaching, you know, to your church, is to get them something that they can improve themselves with in their relationship with Christ.
You know what our theme was in 2020?
What was that?
2020 vision.
Oh, cool.
And we all know how that worked out.
Yeah, it didn't work out too well, did it?
So now we joke around a lot, but we're very happy about that. We're very happy about moving forward. Before we get into breaking down the message,
yes,
you kind of tease the audience with you know, a little bit about what we're going to be doing. Some exciting things coming up in 2022. Do you care to elaborate on that?
Sure. No problem at all. We had a meeting with some of the key folks here at the church a couple of weeks ago, and we went through and we established a calendar for 2022, which is going to help a lot in our pre-planning. So many times, especially through 2020 and 2021, I know, you know, as the church was going through its transition and everything, there wasn't a lot of pre-planning that went into different things. Still very successful, but not a lot of pre-planning. I believe in pre-planning. I'm very heavy on that, because think about this for a minute, Glenn. The Lord created this whole earth in 6 days. Well, he's been gone for 2,000 years, and he's creating those mansions now. Think about how glorious it's going to be, seeing that he's had 2,000 years to work on it.
Amen.
Compared to what he created here in 6 days. So it's an example of why I'm very big on pre-planning, that we have to plan. I think the more we plan, the better we do, the better outcome that we have. So we sat down and we planned the whole year, basically, for 2022. And we're very excited that this month, in January, shall I say, we have an ordination of a new deacon coming up on January the 9th. Very excited about that. In February, we have our sweetheart banquet on the 12th.
And it's the ladies' turn this year, I think. The guys did it last year, and it's the ladies' turn to come up with a theme and to prepare the food. We just get to kick back and take it easy.
Well, that sounds good to me. I mean, this will be my first one here as pastor, so
they avoided their last one because of COVID. But we did, the men followed through on theirs, and we did kind of a dating game theme type thing. It was a lot of fun. We always have a lot of fun with this, and we joke around a lot. We get kind of competitive with the ladies over it, but they always do a fabulous job. And I don't know, the food seems a lot better when the ladies are doing it for some reason.
I'm excited to be a part of it. You know, I mean, we are Baptist, and that's all part of being a Baptist, I think, is food.
I think the fellowship is a bigger thing than the food.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So anyway, that's in February. And then also in February, believe it or not, our choir will start working and practicing for Easter. in February. So, as I said, the more time you have to prepare, the better it'll be. So we're real excited about that. Then in April, of course, we have Easter and have a big thing ready for Easter this year. People are looking forward to that already. Then we go into May. We have, I believe, Mother's Day. And then in June, an exciting time in June coming up because we're looking forward to not only Father's Day, but the church picnic will be on the 12th of June. And on that day, we're going to kick off a four-day revival meeting.
Amen.
So we will have my pastor, Pastor Don Hooker, will be with us for those 4 days. He'll preach Sunday morning, and then we'll have our church picnic that afternoon. And then Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Brother Don and his wife Michelle will be with us and be preaching to the church and hopefully lighten us up a little bit.
So he preached a charge when you first started. He preached a charge to not only you, but to the church. And I'll tell you what, it was a very dynamic message, and I really enjoyed his preaching.
Yeah,
he brought a nice spirit with him.
When I talked to him, he said, "You think the church can handle me?" I said, "Well, if they can take me, they can take you."
Well, he not only brought a wonderful spirit, he brought a busload of people, too.
Absolutely.
And so it was a lot of fun.
And we're going to encourage that to happen again this year during the revival meeting. So that'll be in June. In July, we have our Vacation Bible School scheduled. And last year, that was really my first introduction to Grace, was I preached that Sunday, and then the Monday right after that, Vacation Bible School started. And Jerry and I came just to be a help, just to be a blessing. And we got to work all week in Vacation Bible School with the church. And not just because we were candidating the church, but we simply wanted to be a part. And my wife loves Vacation Bible School. And she's one of those ladies where, don't give me a class. Don't just tell me where you need me, what I can do. I'll serve any place you need me to go. And that's what she did. And we had a great blessing last year with that. And of course, Heidi is so excited. She's already been to, her and Kathy Taylor have already been to.
Did a fabulous job last year.
They sure did. Anyway, they've already been to a seminar on it and looked at the materials over, and she's starting to plan and put her team together for Vacation Bible School. And we're not going to do it really on a, as far as teachers are concerned, let me rephrase that. As far as teachers are concerned and so on, Heidi is putting her team together. She's going and asking people, you know, will you serve teaching this class or that class and so on. But we always have a place for different volunteers to help and to be a blessing. We need those volunteers to do the work in Vacation Bible School. So we're very excited about that as well. And then as we go through, let's see, where we get to August, September, we have Labor Day, and we also have our homecoming in September. And then in October, we have something very special planned for the church. I'm very excited about this. I think it's a direction our church needs to go. It needs to be involved in. And we're going to have a missions conference in October. We're going to have veteran missionaries here with us for Wednesday through Sunday. We're going to hopefully raise support above and beyond our tithe, get people excited about committing to a monthly offering to support our missionaries. It'll be a personal thing where there'll be like a pledge card where you say, you know, my wife and I will give, you know, $20 a month or $40 a month or whatever amount God leads you to give toward missions above and beyond your tithe. So we'll have that going on in October, and I'm very excited about that. And as we go through that, one other thing I want to get Pastor Don involved in is have him come and do a podcast with us.
That'd be a lot of fun.
Concerning their church and the missions that they do. They support, I believe he told me, around 30 missionaries. And he said for like $110 a month. And their mission budget is just incredible. And they're not that much bigger than we are. I mean, we're running about 80 people on Sunday morning. They run about 115, 120. So what I'm saying is that you see how God has blessed their church with it. And I want Don to come and talk to us about how God has blessed Serenity Baptist Church through their mission giving and what has happened to them and how God has blessed their church with this. And I want to get our people excited about it. So that'll be in October. And, of course, November will be Thanksgiving, and then December we get down to Christmas again. So we have a very busy year scheduled this year and a lot of different things going on. Of course, we have our teen night, regular teen night on Tuesday night, Wednesday night Bible study, you know, and then, of course, Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night.
Thursday night, they've got a women's Bible study.
Thursday night, they have that.
Podcast night.
podcast night, the night we get together and work on this. So anyway, it's very exciting just to see how God has begun to put together the schedule for next year. And we are really, really looking forward to God doing a great work this year. And I hope I've got everybody else.
You forgot Pastor Appreciation Day in November.
I'm not going to toot my own horn.
Well, but that's important because, see, this year we didn't know you well enough to properly haze you.
Oh, dear.
in video. So now you're going to have a full year under your belt.
Almost a year and a half.
Yeah, almost a year and a half. So we'll know more about you. By then, we will have seen you do some pretty crazy things, and also we'll be sure to regurgitate that in video.
That is actually scheduled for the last Sunday of October.
Yeah, I know. For some reason, we got onto it in November. I think it's because we fell behind 1 year or something.
And the important thing is not to get it into the first Sunday of October, because that's probably time change. And that's not a day you want to have anything special planned.
Well, it's true. That's true.
Anyway.
And that can be figurative, too, you know, when you look at time change and,
yes,
you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
I appreciate you sharing all that. I know some people had asked about it, and I told them, I said, well, you got to wait till next week to find out. Mm-hmm. So we are excited about the upcoming year. A lot of good things happening. And just the fact that new you in 22, Grace looking forward, that's a good example right there of us looking forward.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Some other things were shared in the message on Sunday. And we're going to break down a couple pieces of that video from Sunday for you. And we'll break them down individually. But I want to ask you, Pastor, if you got some more things to elaborate on. But a couple of key points that you mentioned were things we can do to improve on ourselves. You talked about Bible reading. You talked about prayer. You talked about service to the church. And regular attendance and all. I'd like to break down maybe that section of Bible reading.
Yes, sir. I think that'd be good.
And if you'd elaborate on that, and then we'll maybe go into church service.
Well, Bible reading is very crucial in the Christian life. We have to get into our book, into our Bible, to fully understand our relationship with Jesus Christ. There are so many blessings, I believe, that the Christian misses because they don't have a daily Bible reading plan. You can set it up for 3 chapters a day, 2 chapters a day, maybe 1 chapter a day. I try to read at least 10 chapters a day. I'm not saying I always make that. I don't. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say I'm not going to try to lie to everybody. I read 10 chapters a day. That's a goal that I have for myself. But like I said, there's some days I read 10, some days I read 15, some days I may get 3 or 4. It's just a matter of how it works out. But I always try to read my Bible each and every day. And it's important because me as a pastor, I need God to speak to me so that I can be a help and a blessing to our people. And that's how he begins to deal and put the messages together, is through my Bible reading. God has a specific plan, a specific way of talking to the Christian through the Word of God. And I fully believe that if we do not take the time to read our Bible, like I said, just maybe a little bit every day, get a little bit.
And I think the most important part is quality over quantity.
Yes, absolutely.
Get the most out of what you're reading, and not just try to blow through 10 chapters, but get the number of chapters in that you can completely understand and pray over, meditate over.
Well, it's like one preacher said, he said, read until God speaks to you.
Yeah.
And that's what we're looking for. You know, we talked about in the message Sunday, a new you in 22. We talked about Bible reading. We talked about prayer. We talked about church attendance. We talked about tithing and giving. Just so many things, just the basics of Christianity that people need to get involved in. And two of the important topics that we want to talk about today, we're going to talk about Bible reading. We're going to talk about church attendance. And both areas, Christians are missing such a blessing when they're not faithful to their Bible reading and they're not faithful to church attendance. So,
well, let's break down the Bible reading section here. We'll take a look at that, and then we'll talk about it a little bit more, and then we'll move on into the other section there.
But think about how easy it is now. We have apps on our phones, apps on our iPads. We have our Bibles. We can listen to it on CD. You can listen to it on the radio. You can listen to it so many ways. Don't tell me that the Bible is not available to you, because it is. You know what the problem is? You don't love it. You don't love this book. The Bible says in Psalm 119, verse 11, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. You have a sin that's just beating the devil out of you, a besetting sin that you can't get through, get in the book. Get in the book. You want to increase your faith? Romans 10, 17 says, for faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. 1 Timothy 4, 13, Paul told a young pastor, he said, till I come, give attendance to reading. To reading. You know what people don't like to do anymore? People don't like to read. People would rather be entertained. Turn on the boob tube. You know what, Christian? There's nothing so precious as a time when you just sit down with your Bible and you just read in the quiet for a while. There's nothing so blessed as when you just sit down and you read it to yourself out loud. You don't love the book. You don't realize the power that's within that book. Ephesians 6:17 says it's our sword. It's our sword. It's our weapon. You ever have the devil just climb all over you? No fun, is it? Can I tell you something? It's nothing new. Because in the Gospels, you know what we read? We read a time when the devil tried to climb all over Jesus Christ. And you know how I answered him? It is written. It is written. It is written again. If Jesus Christ can defeat him with the word of God, Christian, when the devil comes knocking on your door and beating you up and it seems like there's no way out, there's the answer. There's your weapon. That's your sword. We need to love it. We need to learn it. We need to memorize it. The Bible says, be ready to give an answer to every man according to the faith that lies where? Within you. Folks, this can only come about by reading the Word of God. We need to know the book. We need to read the book. We need to love the book.
Wow, good stuff. You got a little fired up.
I always get a little fired up. It's a lot, I enjoy preaching. It's what I'm called to do. I believe it's, I know it sounds crazy, but I believe that preaching is an art form. And it's my form of communicating to people and trying to be a help to them. But, you know, through that clip, we heard that how the Bible helps us when we need encouragement, when we're going through different times, hard times in our life. And we tend to a lot of times turn to the wrong place when really all we need to do is turn to the scripture to find that solace and that comfort and that direction in our life.
Amen.
So let me say this about Bible reading real quick. So many times Christians make that New Year's resolution. I'm going to read through my Bible this year. And they might hit January 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and then they might miss a day or something happens or so on and so forth. Next thing you know, it's like, oh, I can't do this. I'm just done. Don't do that. If you miss a day, just keep going from where you were. Don't try to catch up.
Yeah,
don't
you can't. You definitely can't catch up on something like that.
Don't do that. Just read it. Let God talk to you through it. As I said Sunday when I was talking about prayer, we speak to God through prayer, but he speaks to us through the Word of God. And when you're in love with someone, just like you and Paul and Jerry and I, you have those conversations. You know, you talk to each other. You give each other that time to talk to, you know, to talk and to be a part of the conversation. One-sided conversations are never fun.
No, you're absolutely right.
So we need to have that two-sided conversation with the Lord, and that's why Bible reading is so important.
Amen. You know, we talked about prayer. We talked about giving. One of the things that you touched on was attendance and duty to church. Yes. So let's cover that one right now.
Well, I got another one for you. A new you in 22. We need to be faithful to the house of God. We need to be faithful to church service. Hebrews 10:25 says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. Ladies and gentlemen, the day is approaching when Jesus Christ is going to bust the sky wide open and call his people home. The day is closer each and every moment of our life. And because of that, so much the more we need to pay attention to church attendance, to Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, special services, revival meeting coming up in June, missions conference coming up in October. We need to be faithful to each and every one of these services, exhorting one another. Do you know what it means when you come to church? You come to church and it encourages someone else to be there as well. It encourages someone else to be faithful. It encourages someone else to be a part of the body of Christ. But yet, when you just say, well, I can take it or leave it, I don't need to be there that day. You don't exhort someone, you discourage someone by that kind of thought and that kind of action. Folks, we need to be faithful to the house of God. I don't care who the Browns or the Bengals are playing this afternoon. We need to be faithful to the house of God. We get our priorities all screwed up. We look at things the wrong way. Well, you know, church will be there next Sunday. I'll catch up then. Well, let me tell you something. I found out something very interesting in the scripture. But if you look at most of Pauline epistles, they were written to a local church. And can you imagine being a part of the church of Colossae when Onesimus brought that letter to the church of Colossae and they read it for the first time? And someone in that church, I'm telling you, was bound to have stayed home because they wanted to watch something on the Gladiator channel. And they missed the blessing of hearing the book of Colossians read publicly for the first time.
Fired up on that too.
Well, you know, when you got a point to make, you need to emphasize it and make it a part. So what I was trying to say with church attendance there, it's important that our people come, just like I talked about Bible reading. It's important that people be here for Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. It's an encouragement to each other. Mm-hmm. The Bible talked in Hebrews there about exhorting one another. And when we're in church, it exhorts or it encourages each other in that Christian fellowship and in our relationship with God. And as I said in the message, when we're not there, it discourages someone. It takes away from that. We're losing our ability to be an example to new Christians, to younger Christians, to new people who need to be faithful to church, because the more they're here, the quicker they're going to develop their relationship with Christ. So being a part of church service, Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, is crucial to the new believer. But if we as older Christians don't set the example to them to be a part of those services, then they're going to deem them as not important either. So it's crucial that we do this. I mean, we should have as many people on Sunday night and Wednesday night as we have on Sunday morning. But unfortunately, looking at the statistics, if you have, let's say you have 100 people in your service on Sunday morning, statistically saying you'll have 50% of that crowd on Sunday night or 50 people. And from another statistic standpoint, what they say is you'll have 30% of your Sunday morning attendance on Wednesday night. It shouldn't be that way. It should be 100% Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. To me, these services aren't optional for a Christian or a member of the church. As I said, when we joined this church, you made a covenant that you would support the services, support the church, and be a part of that. So you made a promise to the church body to do that. Well, it's time that we start keeping our promise, be an example. We exhort one another. We encourage one another and not discourage one another in these things. So I feel that church attendance is so crucial. It's so important. It's so necessary. And if you want to know what's going on in church, you need to be here. If you want to know what part, you know, what part you can play at the church, you need to be here. Look, we need all of you to be a part of our church, be a part of Grace. And as you grow, as you become a member of Grace, there will be a place for you to serve. We have a young man in our church who is blind. And I've really asked God, where can Kenny serve? Where can he be a part? I think I've found some place he can serve and be a part. And I'm not going to open up what that is. But to me, that when people begin to serve in their local church and really begin to serve their Lord in their local church, it's such a blessing to them. And it's a necessary part of our Christian walk. It's something God's asked us to do, and we need to fulfill that.
And Kenny is very eager to appear on a podcast, by the way.
Is he really?
Oh, yeah. He told me that on Sunday.
We'll get him in to sing sometime.
Yeah, he says, I've watched the podcast, and he's excited to be on one. So,
well, I think he's probably, no, I'm not going to say that.
Yeah. He's I'll tell you what, such a good heart and quite a singer, too.
Every time Kenny comes to church, the first thing he wants to do is he hunts me out and, you know, wants to give me a hug. Hey, Pastor Dave, how you doing? You know,
wonderful guy.
And I know you jerk with him all the time because you'll say,
try to change my voice.
Change your voice on everything, but he still knows who are.
Yeah, he's got me pegged.
He's a blessing.
Yes, he is.
He's a blessing. But so anyway, as I said, Bible reading, church attendance, crucial. They're just as important as prayer, just as important as our giving, just as important as any form of service that we do for Christ. These things are crucial.
Amen. So, you know, a lot of people focus on New Year's resolutions. I don't really believe in them because it's just something to be broken.
It's a failure.
It's more, yeah, it's a, you know, if you really want to do something, make a commitment, make a New Year's commitment to be a new you in 22.
Amen.
And it was powerful. And I will tell you, I had some stripes laid on me Sunday. And there were some parts of the message that really stung. And, you know, I've reflected on it this week quite a bit. And, you know, it's that's why the Spirit gives it to us.
Well, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about our dear sister, Penny Brown, who had passed away. And Penny always made a statement. She said, I want my toe stepped on. Well, I think I did her proud. But, you know, if you'd like to hear the full message, just go to our Facebook page, Grace Missionary Baptist Church. The full message is posted there.
And YouTube.
And YouTube as mm-hmm. well. And we'd love for you to go and see it, listen to the whole message. But more than that, we'd like for you to be here Sunday and hear it in person.
Amen. So with that, I guess we'll go ahead and wrap up this episode, this final episode of 2021.
Well, one more thing. I'd like to take this opportunity to wish each and every one of you a happy and blessed new year. We're looking forward to it. We know God's going to bless. Hopefully this will be the year he comes and takes us home with him. Could hear the trumpet sound. And
we are definitely closer.
We are closer. And this could be the year that the trumpet sounds and the rapture happens and we go home to be with the Lord. But just want to take this opportunity, like I said, to wish each and every one of you a happy new year. Have a blessed New Year's Eve. Stay out of trouble. I'm going to stay home and go to bed because I figure it'll get here whether I'm awake or asleep.
That's right.
And we'll be here to start the new year off right in church this coming Sunday. So we invite you to come and be a part at 1301 Beacon Street. We'd love to see you. We'll save you a seat and come and be a part.
Amen. And I'd just like to say we'll see you all next year.
Absolutely.
We love you all, and we want to thank you for checking in with us. And we'll be back next Thursday evening at 6 p.m. And we'll have something special planned for you for that one. And we will probably spend a lot of time in 2022 refocusing on the message that really charges us for yes. the new year. So we're thankful for that. With that, Pastor, anything else?
Nope, we're good. Glenn, thank you so much for your work with the podcast. Appreciate you. Appreciate that Christmas gift you and Paula gave us. That was really awesome, Jerry, and I really appreciated that.
Well, it just gives me a reason to come out. Do you have any birds in there? And then I'll go pick what I need out of your garden.
All right, yeah, come help yourself, man. Come help yourself.
No, I'm just kidding. Well, that's going to wrap it up. And we love y'all. Thanks for checking in with us. We'll see you next year, and we'll see you next week.
God bless y'all.